Build something you can be proud of. There's something incredibly satisfying about learning something new and actually watching your progress build over time. That's what I love about Rosetta Stone. You don't have to dive in for hours. You start small, fit lessons into your day, and suddenly you're understanding more than you thought you would. Rosetta Stone has been the trusted leader in language learning for over 30 years, and their immersive, intuitive method really stands out. There's no memorizing random vocabulary lists and no feeling lost. You learn naturally, starting with words, building to phrases, and then full sentences, without English translations, so it actually sticks. Plus, Rosetta Stone offers 25 languages, from Spanish and French to German and Japanese, all designed for long-term retention. Don't wait. Unlock your language learning potential now. Listeners of this podcast can grab Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. That's unlimited access to 25 language courses for life. Visit rosettastone.com/rs10 to get started and claim your 50% off today. Go to rosettastone.com/rs10 and start learning today.
It's almost President's Day, and this year I've got a winning strategy for saving big. I'm skipping the phony sales and instead scoring everyday low prices on my favorite pieces from Bob's Discount Furniture. When I shop Bob's, I get more of what I love. More style, more storage, more comfort, more choices, even more years on that precious mattress warranty. All for a fraction of the cost of what you pay at other stores. So this President's Day weekend, stop in or shop online and see how much more you can save when you dare to compare at Bob's.
Why have we asked our contractor we found on Angie.com to be our kid's legal guardian? Because he took such good care when redoing our basement that we knew we could trust him to care for our kids, all 8 of them, should something happen to us.
Are you my dad now?
No, sorry, I do basements.
Connecting homeowners with skilled pros for over 30 years. Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find pros for all your home projects at Angie.com.
Tommy Lugauer.
Lugie.
It is After Hours. We'll ask Tommy anything here on The Fan as we go to midnight. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. This Fan Focus is sponsored by Chef IQ. Precision cooking, effortless results. ChefIQ.com. Shout out men's hockey team, USA Olympics, advancing to the semifinals, the overtime win over Sweden. As, look, I don't think it's any secret, all roads lead to USA and Canada here. Sidney Crosby banged up. I think he's going for like imaging or some type of test. So I would imagine his future here in the Olympics is in doubt. And I think Olympic hockey, and we saw it last year too, even with the Four Nations, playoff hockey, it's just on a different level when it comes to intensity, and you're going to get that with USA-Canada. And I know the hockey fan is probably waiting for more of that talk here. What about the hockey? When we get that matchup, it will be top billing, because there's just nothing like, and even though I will put team over country, Tommy Pucks. I can be at times patriotic Tommy. And in that instance, I will put country over team. But usually I'm team over country. Like in the WBC, team over country. But I respect it. And the WBC is coming up in just a short couple of weeks here. I think March 1st it starts. And thankfully, we are now heading towards the spring, which means the NCAA tournament, which means daylight savings, which means opening day, which means spring, Tommy. Which is what I'm doing right now, because I was winter Tommy and I had to get the heck out of that, the fat face, the round face. Now we're spring Tommy. Once we get to March, I predict we will be fully in summer Tommy mode.
Bring some of them chicks around here sometime, huh? A little march.
888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. Let's go to Tony in the Bronx. What's up, Tony?
Tommy. Yes. Big fan.
Thank you.
Tommy,
yeah.
The Office. F, marry, kill.
Oh, boy. Okay.
Pam. Okay, you got Pam.
Yep.
You got Angela and the boss, Jan.
Pam, Angela, and Jan. This is from the show, The Office, right?
Yes.
I got to.
And thank you for the call.
Yeah, you got it. I got to. He had something else written on there that was kind of funny. I want to know if he maybe got cold feet on it. I have seen The Office, but to remember every character in that off the top of my head is going to be difficult. I got to be honest with you. So I don't know if I'm the best to answer that question. I will filibuster, though. Angela, The Office. Okay. Pam in The Office. Okay. And then we have Jan in The Office. Okay.
Jan Levinson-Gould.
Oh, yeah. I gotcha. So we're going to marry Pam. We're going to kill Angela. Sorry, Ange. I do have a thing for blondes, but we're going to have to take you out. And then we're going to have to whoopee with Jan.
Stiff stop.
And the question he had on the board was, if I had a brother and I had a hall pass, would I pull a Tony Clark? No, I would not.
Tony Clark, just a bad guy, it seems.
I would not pull a Tony Clark. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. Knicks in action tomorrow. Looking forward to that first game out of the break. And when I say second half, I understand that half the season's already done, but it's just a phrase. It's just something you say. So when I refer to the second half, which I'm about to do, I mean because it is the second half of basketball. I use the All-Star game as a line of demarcation. Now, when the Pistons see the Knicks, they get up for those games more. They have more to prove. They want to get their lick back from last year. The Knicks don't have to prove anything to the Pistons in the regular season. Scoreboard said Knicks last year, W, moving on. It said Pistons, L, going home. Detroit has to constantly prove themselves that they are in the same class as the Knicks, that they are the true number one seed in the East. So these games mean more to Detroit, and it's shown so far this regular season. That being said, in the second half here, I want the Knicks to go on a run and get the one seed. I think you're going to see some regression from the Pistons, who have played a little bit outside of their, I think, talent. I thought they'd take a step. They have taken a leap here. And with that regression that I think is expected, and with the Knicks, who are now fully healthy, Anunoby with the toenail that was completely ripped off. Jeez. He has cleared the play. With Jeremy Sohan, with Alvarado here, with Mitch ready to go, Bridges, obviously JB and Josh. This team, the Knicks, after winning, 10 out of 12 to go into the All-Star break, clicking on all cylinders, they will play better basketball in the second half here because I don't think they're going to have a slide like they had after winning the NBA Cup. So I think with a little bit of regression from Detroit and the Knicks playing better basketball, they have an opportunity to get the number one overall seed. And it starts in these head-to-head matchups. So even though it means more to the Pistons, I want to see that full-time, full-blown 100% effort from the Knicks in their quest to get the one seed. I can't be wrong here. Or I can't be alone, I should say, because the Knicks have been, unlike last year where they were road warriors with Tibbs, they have been a home team in this campaign. And I want to get more home games in the playoffs than I have road games. That's my strategy, especially with the way they've been playing at home. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. It is Ask Tommy Anything. Let's go to Michael in Connecticut. What's up, Michael?
Hey, Tommy. How are you? So we were making our way back from the UConn game, driving through New Haven. Nice. So I was going to ask you New York or New Haven pizza. But I want to swerve it a little bit, too, and I want to try to get in there CM Punk or Roman Reigns at WrestleMania.
Who do I think is going to go over? Who do I think is going to win?
Yeah.
That's what you asking me? Okay. Roman, for sure. Roman will beat Punk at Mania. And the pizza is very difficult. Very difficult. It's New York. There's more of an eclectic mix of slices. I love New Haven pizza. I do. I think it's awesome. Great. The undercarriage, Connor, to die for. The crisp, the whole nine. But in New York, you can just get anything. Anything you're looking for. Any type of slice, any type of pie, any type of toppings, any time of the night. I mean, New York is the only, Manhattan is the only city that at 5 a.m. I could buy a Cadillac or get a slice of pizza. There's just a different vibe here in New York City. and all the boroughs, which I assume counts when you say New York. So based on that, New York. But New Haven can go toe-to-toe with anybody. I've never tried Chicago, meaning I've never been to Chicago. How about that? I want to go to Wrigley Field. I want to go to the bar scene around there. I just want to go to Chicago, period. It's on the bucket list, as they say. But New Haven doesn't have to take a backseat to anybody. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. We'll take a couple of Twitter questions. Tommy, does your wife buy your double stuff Oreos? Yes, she does. But she doesn't always buy me double stuff Oreos. And when I complain about it, my wife has said, single stuff is enough. Now get your mind out of the gutter. We're talking about Oreos. Single stuff is enough. And I tell her, how dare you? And who are you to limit my stuff? Guy would put it up there with Air and Sydney Sweeney. If I want more stuff, I should be able to get more stuff. Single stuff sometimes is enough, but sometimes I want the double stuff. I'd go triple stuff. I think there might even be a triple stuff Oreo. I'm just in moods certain times where I can't get enough stuff. And I want to dip it in the milk. If you don't dip Oreos in the milk, you should be banned from eating Oreos. That's just my take on that. That's my hot take on that. You can't eat them dry. Not that they're not great. They're amazing. But they go so perfectly with the milk. You're having a hamburger with nothing on it? You better not. I've seen you these weirdos that have hot dogs with nothing on it, and they just eat the hot dog. Yeah, they're called six-year-olds. But if you're an adult and you're eating a hot dog without ketchup, mustard, relish, even a chili dog, the whole nine, what are we doing? I just think the milk, the compliment that it has with the Oreo. By the way, another one here, double stuff Oreos. Hang tight. Double stuff Oreos. Connor, how do you spell double stuff Oreos?
D-O-U-B-L-E.
Yep.
S-T-U-F-F-E-D.
Incorrect. There's only one F. Another Mandela effect. There's only one F on the package.
Now, is that for effect? Why would they not spell it correctly?
Yeah, I don't know. I maybe there's somebody has a trademark, the double stuffs of Manchester. I don't know. I don't know what the reasoning for that. Probably being cute. Why did Fruit Loops do F-R-O-O-T? But these are Mandela effects. Everybody thinks double stuff is S-T-U-F-F, but it is, in fact, one F in the double stuff. This person here says, Tommy, loving me to ask me segments. Thank you. We have this segment, of course, which is Ask Tommy Anything. And then we have a brand new segment that we call Settle the Debate, better known as STD.
What?
STD, which we broke out yesterday, where you come to me with some of the best debates of all time, and we here at After Hours settle, maybe even settling. I don't know. That's, whenever I hear the title, I'm like, settle, settling. STD part's good, but settle or settling. Either way, we settle the debate, and that was a huge success. But he says, what's your top five TV sitcom theme songs? Ooh, okay. I'm going to take sitcom out of it. I'm going to take sitcom out of it because then I'm leaving stuff out. And by the way, don't hit me up. You left this off. I'm going to do a couple of quick ones. Remember how I said Seinfeld is the best show and it's way better than Friends? Friends was very good, not great. The theme song to Friends is phenomenal. Right up there with the greatest theme songs in TV history. Absolutely unbelievable. Let me give you one that's not going to be on a lot of people's top five or 10 lists, but I love it because I was a TGIF kid. I grew up in the 90s, 40, Step by Step. We'll make it better second time around. All right, sorry. A couple pigeons decided they wanted to, you know, end their life there after hearing me sing, but that's okay. We're all good. That's fine. I'm just joking. No, all good. Sorry. That not a great singer. I apologize. Sopranos. I mean, how could you not pick the Sopranos? Unbelievable. Entourage, one of my favorite shows. Love the theme song. The show I'm about to give you theme song, to me, there was never a theme song better at pumping you up to see an episode of this show. And that is Game of Thrones. Oh my God. Bum, 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 bum. And just, oh, the Targaryens and the this, that, and the others and all the people that have relations with their sister. And what a show! Game of Thrones, top five show for me. But that theme song, so when I binge watch, I skip through the songs, even if I like them, meaning the theme song. Not with Game of Thrones, I don't. Not with Game of Thrones, baby. Here it is. This just fired you up to watch what I think is a top five show of all time. dragons. Oh, by the way, when it comes to Game of Thrones, and this is one that I'll, and I'll get back to calls here in 1 second, but this one just is, I don't know the answer to this, and I'd love to know. So Emilia Clarke, obviously, is in that show. And I think even Kit Harington is like this as well, because they're both British. But you don't know an actor is British, because when they act most of their roles, they don't have a British accent. And you don't find out until they do interviews that they are, in fact, British. Okay. Dua Lipa is British. How come when she sings, she doesn't sound British? I understand when you're acting in a role, it doesn't call for a British accent. But when Dua Lipa is singing, how come she doesn't sound British? I don't understand that. I didn't know Dua Lipa was British until I watched the commercials for the Olympics this year. I was like, Dua Lipa's British? And that always blows my mind whenever I find out an actor is or not. But I understand that different roles that don't require a British accent. But how come, think about it, like all the singers that are from Britain, when they sing, they sound like they have, what do they call it, American accent, I guess? Why don't they sound British? Am I missing something? I might be missing something.
I think they're faking it to try to sound smart. Because it's a smart-sounding accent.
Smart, yeah, very much. But I will say this. This isn't, I'm gonna ask Tommy something, and I'm going to answer it myself. And then we're going to get to all you guys. We're all up here. And at sports, you know, the Knicks, the whole nine. Sexiest accent. Got to be a British accent.
How you doing?
Big time. Big time. Irish. Woo! Hit me with it, baby. British and Irish accents. Absolutely incredible.
Oh, hi there.
Worst? I mean, New York. No. Long Island? No. Boston? Oof. Philly? Fanham? Not great. Not very sexy.
Are you an adult or are you a child?
Bottom line is it's not a sexy accent down there. I mean, it is what it is. But British? Woo. Oh, if you go to Montreal, the French accent on the women? I mean, these are just top level. I mean, I guess really countries outside of here, you know, European, but we got some good ones here. New York, I love me a Jersey accent. Love me a New York accent. Do people in California actually have an accent? I don't know if they do. Just kind of Valley Girl, I guess. What was the movie? A Clueless. Yep. So that was kind of more the accent. But yeah, those are the big ones. So ask Tommy anything. I asked myself one there. Let's go to John in Lakewood, New Jersey. He has a question for me. What's up, Johnny?
Yeah, how are you, Tommy? How you doing?
Good. What's up?
I actually have two questions.
Yeah.
My first question is, does a straw have one hole or does it have two holes?
One hole.
It has one hole.
Yes, it does.
And my second question is, should it be illegal to have scrambled eggs with ketchup?
No, absolutely not. No. No. Whoever told you that? I know some people will do the scrambled eggs with the salt and pepper, and I respect that. I am a massive ketchup fan. In fact, when you see me eating scrambled eggs with ketchup, you say, hey, would you like some scrambled eggs with that ketchup? I love me some ketchup. So no, at least in my world. Now, I know it's very, I think the salt and pepper with the scrambled eggs, very sophisticated, very debonair. But to me, the ketchup. Now, ketchup like with chicken, no. Ketchup on just a hot dog just with ketchup, no, don't like that. Go ketchup with steak. Now we're going to have a problem. But I think ketchup with scrambled eggs is certainly great. I do it all the time. You know what's not great? A salary cap. And there doesn't need to be a salary cap in baseball. And I don't want to talk too much about it because I feel like we have this baseball season coming up. We're excited. We can't wait for the season. I'm excited for the Mets. I'm excited for the Yankees. We will have a season. We'll crown a champion. We can worry about this down the line. But I guess in sort of the wake of the Tony Clark stuff, and the whole nine there, it's in the atmosphere, what many think is impending doom in a year. What I would tell everybody is let us, the professionals, handle it, and we will bring you the news and bring you the takes. But you, the sports fan, don't worry about the lockout. Don't. It's out of your control, and it's next year. Let's focus on this season. Let's focus on a fun season, which it's going to be, and I can't wait to break down every Yankee and Met game here with you on After Hours. Let's enjoy that. Because I don't believe baseball is dumb enough to miss an entire season. So from that perspective, I could tell you, even worst case, we're not getting no season. I just don't think they're dumb enough to do that. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. It is after hours. Let's go to Joe in Comac. What's up, Joe?
Tommy, how's it going, bud?
Hey, what's up?
Hey, listen, got to keep it to Long Island.
Okay.
What's your favorite club? Now, listen, I'm a little older than you, so my club, my go-to is like Sprats on the Water, Bordy Bond in the Hamptons. But
tremendous.
What's your like favorite go-to with the boys?
Okay. Back. Oh, jeez. My bad, bro. Call me back next time. My fault. I cut you off there. I thought you stuck the landing. You're only giving me Long Island. All right. When I was a teenager, there was a club on Hempstead Turnpike that, I'm not kidding, changed names maybe 75 times. But when I was in high school, they had like a teen night. It was right on Hempstead Turnpike. It was next to an OTB. It was called Lux. So that was kind of my first experience to listening to a song called Sandstorm by Darude, which many of you have heard of. If you hear it, you'll know it. And then there was another song called Zombie Nation. Now, this is one that you still hear at stadiums and games to this very day. There are many that think the song is called Kerncraft 400, but that's really the DJ, the artist. The song is Zombie Nation. You've heard it a million times, but that was my first experience with both of those songs. Glow Sticks, that was Lux. I was a big, later on in life, Nautical Mile fan, whether it was Broncos, whether it was Tropics. There was another club on Nautical Mile, all the way at the end, not when you first get onto Nautical Mile, but all the way at the back end. Don't remember the name. Unfortunately, it burned down during Sandy, which sucks, but it was the great part about that is, and it's unfortunate, I love Nautical Mile, but the crappy part about Nautical Mile is there's a sound ordinance or whatever, so they have to stop the music. Now they do some of those silent things where you can go with the headphones, but it's not the same thing. So Broncos, Tropics, they have to kill the music by 10. Kill the music by 10? I got till 4 a.m. What am I going to do for the next 8 hours? They had a club that, or a spot, a bar down past Tropics that had an indoors where they would play music. And it was the typical Lou Gower scene. The greatest collection of hot girls I've ever seen in my life. Not kidding.
Was How that you a, doing?
I'm not. It's one of those things where you almost wonder if it was a dream sequence that you were in. It was at a club that, this place is still around. They have weddings there. But I do not think it is still a club.
Build something you can be proud of. There's something incredibly satisfying about learning something new and actually watching your progress build over time. That's what I love about Rosetta Stone. You don't have to dive in for hours. You start small, fit lessons into your day, and suddenly you're understanding more than you thought you would. Rosetta Stone has been the trusted leader in language learning for over 30 years, and their immersive, intuitive method really stands out. There's no memorizing random vocabulary lists and no feeling lost. You learn naturally, starting with words, building to phrases, and then full sentences, without English translations. So it actually sticks. Plus, Rosetta Stone offers 25 languages, from Spanish and French to German and Japanese, all designed for long-term retention. Don't wait. Unlock your language learning potential now. Listeners of this podcast can grab Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. That's unlimited access to 25 language courses for life. Visit rosettastone.com/rs10 to get started and claim your 50% off today. Go to rosettastone.com/rs10 and start learning today.
Hey, if you're living outside New York, that doesn't mean you're missing out. You can still catch the pulse of the city sports scene, the Yankees, Mets, Knicks, Nets, and every big NFL move. We cover it all. Catch Boomer and Geo on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's almost President's Day, and this year I've got a winning strategy for saving big. I'm skipping the phony sales and instead scoring everyday low prices on my favorite pieces from Bob's Discount Furniture. When I shop Bob's, I get more of what I love. More style, more storage, more comfort, more choices, even more years on that precious mattress warranty. All for a fraction of the cost of what you pay at other stores. So this President's Day weekend, stop in or shop online and see how much more you can save when you dare to compare at Bob's.
Why have we asked our contractor we found on Angie.com to be our kid's legal guardian? Because he took such good care when redoing our basement that we knew we could trust him to care for our kids, all 8 of them, should something happen to us.
Are you my dad now?
No, sorry, I do basements.
Connecting homeowners with skilled pros for over 30 years. Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find pros for all your home projects at Angie.com.
Get sweet deals at True North convenience stores when you join True Rewards. Save a dollar when you buy any two king or standard size candy bars. Get more Kit Kat Crunch, Milky Way Caramel, and more peanut M&Ms. Choose any of your chocolate favorites when you grab two king or standard size candy bars and save $1. Become a True Rewards member today and save on so much more. Download from the Apple app or Google Play Store for more details. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's party time.
They used to do, obviously, I think they did things on the weekend, but during the summer, during the week, like maybe a Tuesday night, they would have one of those, you know, 18 and older. And obviously, I'm, you know, 21 at the time. So 18, 21, that's not a big deal. But it obviously opens up the floor there. It was, I went, the first time I went, I was either 20 or 21. It might have been actually one of those deals, 18 for girls, 21 for guys, whatever. But it's no longer, I don't think they did this anymore. But it does exist. They do have weddings there. But it was the hottest collection of girls I've ever seen.
A nice round ass.
Bridgeview Yacht Club.
Hi there.
There's really nothing you could say. My tongue is still on the ground. It was, and this was back when I was, you know, when I was hitting the clubs. Now it's not like that as much anymore. Like when we've done shows down, and this would be on the list if you allow me to do New Jersey. When we've done shows at DJ's, the Hallowed Halls, top 5 place for me to party. Absolutely unbelievable. Checks all the boxes. But I grew up, now the broski got old. He's 45. He's balding, you know. But when I was coming up, the dudes were jacked. They would wear Ed Hardy shirts. It was Jersey Shore, like literally the characters on the show. And all the girls were overtanned. It would be like a night at DJ's would be the perfect blend of lip gloss, hair gel, cologne, the dudes with like the 6 buttons undone.
What a much.
Big chains, you know, the whole thing, the Ed Hardy shirts or the Affliction t-shirts. The girls would be overly tanned, the hoop earrings, the poof. Oh, come on. But that's what Bridgeview was like. Now, I mean, you go to DJs and I go, if we go there down there, the shore for the shows, I walk in, I got the biggest muscles. I'm like, what the hell happened around here? The broski got old, he's balding and he's 45. He doesn't go out anymore. What happened? What happened to the poof? What happened to the big ear? The bigger the earrings too, the hoop earrings, the better, by the way. And the lip gloss, oh, God. You know, I don't have any pullover at the Jersey Hall of Fame. I know Tiki does. He's in it. I would like to nominate Jersey Girls for the Jersey Hall of Fame. I mean, come on. You talk about kryptonite.
Oh, hi there.
Did I get through all the clubs I liked? I think so. Yeah, that was all of them. Bridge.
Oh, a nice round ass.
There was one. Oh, man. Let me look it up, because there was a club out in the Hamptons. And it had one name by day and another name, maybe Drift at night. And during the day, it was, all right. Someone hit me up on Twitter if you remember that. Back in the day, you know, so I'm 40, so this would be around when I was like 25 or so. Out in the Hamptons, it had an awesome day hit. And then at night, it turned into, I think the name of it was Drift at night. I'm blanking on it, what it was during the day. And of course, Bordy Barn. I mean, legendary spot as well. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. We'll do a little more rapid fire here. By the way, if I'm Anthony Volpe, and I'm the Yankees, I would not hand him the starting role when he comes back. Jose Caballero will be the starting shortstop to begin the season. If he's playing well, do not hand the keys to Volpe. Let him earn it. Coming off the nightmare season he had, give him that chance to climb up the mountain, because if there feels like there's almost like a nepotism, for lack of a better word, and he gets the starting gig, especially if Caballero is playing well and Volpe struggles like he did last year, bad approach at the plate, low batting average, defense is awful, he's throwing the ball into the 6th row. The fans are going to turn quick because they're already turned and they want to boo. They don't want to boo, but they're ready to boo because they're frustrated with him. Don't
Not
put
so
him...
positive now, are you,
Well, hold
Tommy?
On a second here, Aaron. I'm trying to help you. Help me help you. Take my advice. I know you're talking a Big Mac off air. Take my advice.
It's all right there in front of us.
I agree with that. But what I would do is I would allow Volpe to work into the starting role. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. Let's go to Billy in Greenwich. What's up, Billy?
Hey, Tommy. Great show.
Thank you.
Game 7 Stanley Cup, who do you want in net? Brodeur, Wah, or Hasek?
Wow. Great question. Patrick Wah. And I think the world of Marty, I would go Patrick Wah. Tommy Pucks.
That's right.
888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. Let's go to David in Lawrence on Ask Tommy Anything. What's up, David?
Hey, Tommy. What's up?
Hey.
If a tree falls in the forest and no one's there, does it make a noise?
Great question. A question that has been asked for centuries. Yes. Yes. It does. Just nobody is there to hear it. Because that's kind of the thing where I guess we're trying to say is, if are we there interpreting what the sound is, meaning we create the sound almost? Like you just heard that. But if no one was in the room, did it make a sound?
If an alien lands a spaceship in the forest, does it make a sound?
Well, there's no aliens, so they wouldn't land in the forest. But they always do land in the forest. We know that. They're always in South Dakota, North Dakota. They're always in places where six people live in a town. They're never on a Ferris wheel eating cotton candy or something like that in Coney Island. Never, ever. No, they never, you know, in a crowded room. It's always somewhere where nobody's around, and except for one person. And they were just about to take a picture of the alien. They were just about to get video of the alien, but then I guess he has a good 40 time, and he ran away, and nobody caught him.
They have photo distortion technology.
Sure. Well, they got great filters there on their Instagram. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. Let's go to Moose in Somerset, New Jersey. What's your question there, Moose?
Hey, Tommy. My girlfriend and I are disagreeing on whether or not it's okay to have a pig as a pet. What do you think? Should pigs be kept as pets?
Where do you land? Where does she land?
I want a pet pig. My neighbor had a pet pig when I was growing up, and I've always wanted one.
What do you have as far as a back?
Absolutely not.
Yeah, yeah. Where? What's the backyard situation?
We both live with our parents now, so we're talking long-term.
Got it.
Planning.
Yeah, so I would think you would want to have like a some space in the backyard at least. You know what I mean? Like, he's not going to be in the living room. He's going to have his own kind of area in the backyard. The pig.
Yeah, I mean, I prefer him allowed in the living room.
Well,
also his own area.
Okay,
the
you want him in the living room to move the pig. Yeah, I'm gonna have to side with your girlfriend on that one. I am. I wonder about the unpredictability of the pig. You know, we know what a cat can do. We know what a gerbil can do. We know what a snake can do. We know what a dog can do because they're pets. If you are going to try to domesticate the pig and bring said pig into your house, we don't know what the pig is going to do. Wee, wee. Sorry, Mrs. M. We don't know how the pig's going to react. So
that's all, folks.
Right. It's going to be a little bit of a wild card situation. So I side with your girlfriend on that. That almost sounded like a wild boar. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. All righty, where do I want to go here? Let's go to Mo in Woodmere. What's up, Mo?
Hey, Tommy. Thanks for taking my call.
Yeah, you got it.
So it's a two-part question, really. I'll give you all and then hang up and listen. If you could pick Gaffney, play any one position on any one sports team, could be New York or otherwise, have a career there, it could be just any one position on any team.
Yep.
Which one do you pick? And also, if you could win any award in professional sports, but it can't be a personal award, so not a championship, and it can't be league MVP. It could be a MVP of a game or of a series. It could be, you know, Walter Payton Man of the Year. It could
be
Cy Young, but it can't be the league MVP, ALNL, NFL, MLB.
MVP.
The league MVP, and it can't be a team accomplishment like a championship.
So you can't win a championship, right? So then that would take out, because I was going to say, like, World Series MVP. Well, I would say, man, quarterback of the Giants. you know, for obvious reasons. I think that's the best show in town. You could be the quarterback of the Giants. That's a good one. Now, as far as the award, I mean, Walter Payton, Man of the Year, is obviously a tremendous one. But you gave that, so I'm trying to think if there's a better one. Or not a better one, but like a different one, so I can give a different answer on that. Just to be different, Rookie of the Year. I like that. Be the Rookie of the Year. Rookie of the Year, quarterback of the Giants. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. Let's go to Mateo in Fort Lee. What's up, Mateo?
Loogie, big fan, man.
What are you saying? What's going on?
talk to me about Fort Lauderdale, man. I mean, you've been talking about your partying days, yes. And you've been all over. If you've been there, please, I've got a bachelor party coming up. Shout out my boy Dave. Congratulations, my man. We're looking forward to it. I've never been there. Talk to me about it. And if you've never been there, give me a bachelor party story.
I've never been to Fort Lauderdale. And if I have been, it was more as like a kid. I'll answer it this way. So I would say just like to do your research. What I do is if I'm going somewhere that I've never been, but normally I kind of scout it out. Like I know, like I'm probably going to Austin this summer. I know Austin. I've been there once, but I know like 6th Street is popping. I know there's like multiple, you know, there's 36, there's West 6. So I have a feel for all the spots. When I went to Broadway, where I went to Nashville, and I know Broadway, it's got all these bars. So I kind of do a little scouting beforehand. But Instagram's a great tool for that. Google's a great tool for that. I believe this place is permanently closed, which is a bummer. And I was first introduced to it on WCW Nitro, which I thought was like the coolest venue. And that was Club La Vila in Panama City, in Florida, which was a spring break hub. I definitely wanted to go to it. Never did. So, and I think it's closed, which is a bummer. Did they shoot Girls Gone Wild at Club La Vila? I lean maybe. Definitely in the Florida area, obviously, Panama City with the spring break stuff. I don't know specifically if they were there. I remember it more for the Nitros that would be there once a year, the spring break Nitros, which are awesome. I can't help you out. I wish I could with the Fort Lauderdale. As far as the bachelor party stuff, I mean, look, I think every bachelor party should go by the same rule. Hear no evil, see no evil, speak no evil. 888, and shout out to you, boy. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. Let's go to, where do we want to go there? Oh, Greg is in Babylon. What's up, Greg?
Hey, Tommy, what's going on? Listen, if you were in the WWE or AEW,
yeah,
what would the name of your finisher be? I would love to hear this one.
The name of it. I thought you were going to ask me what my finisher was going to be. The name of it.
No biggie.
Oh, I had the finisher. The finisher to me is now this move, I don't want to say unfortunately, but it's become more of a wrestling term, false finish move, meaning I hit the move, the guy kicks out, and the finisher, meaning the finish of the match, I hit it, the guy. Now people kick out of finishes all the time now, but whatever. They used to not, and I don't mind if they do. It's all good. One of my favorite wrestlers of all time, very underrated too, by the way, Raven. And I'm also a huge Jake the Snake Roberts fan. The DDT, which is a move now that has, like I said, become more of a... Now, there's different variations of it. But I don't know if any... Now, correct me if I'm wrong. I should probably know this off the top of my head. If anybody uses it now quickly as a finish... I know Orton does the one where the guy's legs are on the rope, goes down. And obviously, like, the stunner was a variation of it, and the diamond cutter was a variation of it. But I love the DDT. I just think it's one of the coolest moves ever in wrestling. What would I name it? I got to get back to you on that one, man. I'm sorry, I don't have one for you right off the bat. And I don't want to just quickly give you one. I'll think about that one. I'll get back to you on that, I promise. I'll get back to you on that, put a pin in it. But the DDT would be the, maybe something with positivity. You know what I mean? But then would that be my character in wrestling to be positive? I mean, you already had that with DDP. He was like Positive Page. So, I mean, I don't know. I would go, would I go the Raven character route? That's what I just love that character. I think it's awesome. Very underrated. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. Let's go to the sheet here, actually. Did you guys realize there's going to be a Baywatch reboot? Anybody aware of that? Apparently they're having auditions. They are going to reboot Baywatch. Now, that's right. That just warms all the cockles of my heart. It really does. Because you think about, of course, Pam. I mean, how could you not think of Pam? You think about Carmen Electra. Heck,
how you doing?
David Hasselhoff running through the beach. Come on, the Hoff. The original Hoff. With the chest hair. What an iconic show. People don't realize. Macho Man was on there. You. Hogan was on there. What a great show. Have no idea what it's about, but no. Couldn't tell you what the plot of it is, but I could definitely tell you it was must-see TV. But apparently they're going to reboot this. I just found that out today. Oh, and Jerry Seinfeld follows me on Instagram. That's a huge deal.
Loogie!
888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. Let's do a little fan focus here, shall we? This fan focus is sponsored by Chef IQ, precision cooking, effortless results, chefiq.com. Another game, another victory for St. John's. What's that, 11, 12 in a row? They're rolling. One of the hottest teams in the country, 76-70 tonight over Marquette. What I love about this journey for St. John's this year and the Johnnies, and we're going to talk a lot of St. John's, don't worry. I know you St. John's fans, you're out there, you're passionate, you have a big-time basketball program, you have one of the greatest head coaches in the history of coaching on your side in Rick Pitino, and you feel like you're under-talked about. You won't be on After Hours. I promise you that. I love college basketball. I love the tournament, especially when we get close to it, you know, Selection Sunday, even a little before that. We will get heavy into St. John's. But my overall view from whatever it is, 80,000 feet, the journey that St. John's has been on this year, I think will benefit them come March. Meaning last year, it was probably a little too much too soon. They didn't have to have a big challenge in their way throughout the regular season. They rolled and rolled and rolled to a 2 seed. And unfortunately, they ran into an Arkansas team that was misseeded. They were way better than what their seeding was. They were just an up and down team. But they, you know, when you have Calipari and you have the type of talent that he can recruit, that's not a 10 seed. So St. John's got a little unlucky there. I think the early struggles, losing the games that they lost early in the year, which I believe was by design by Pitino, which makes him as great as he is as a head coach, they have now hit their stride. They have dealt with adversity, and they are rolling as we are, what, a week or two away from March. Before you know it, Big East tournament. Before you know it, Selection Sunday. And I would say St. John's right now is a 4 seed, maybe a 5, probably more of a 5 right now. They keep winning, though. They're going to creep up to that 4, maybe even a 3 seed. But right now, I'd say a 5 seed. It's going to depend on their bracket, of course, and their region, as it does with 98% of the teams in college basketball. But if they do get a favorable draw and they hit their shots and they hit their free throws, which I understand isn't always a given with them, there is no reason they can't bare minimum make the Sweet 16. Bare minimum. And I think off of last year where the expectations were Final Four, Final Four, Final Four, even with them playing well right now, I think people are going to sleep on them. And that's the type of season where you usually surprise people.
I can't wait for this thing to come to a flaming end and
build something you can be proud of. There's something incredibly satisfying about learning something new and actually watching your progress build over time. That's what I love about Rosetta Stone. You don't have to dive in for hours. You start small, fit lessons into your day, and suddenly you're understanding more than you thought you would. Rosetta Stone has been the trusted leader in language learning for over 30 years, and their immersive, intuitive method really stands out. There's no memorizing random vocabulary lists, and no feeling lost. You learn naturally, starting with words, building to phrases, and then full sentences, without English translations. So it actually sticks. Plus, Rosetta Stone offers 25 languages, from Spanish and French to German and Japanese, all designed for long-term retention. Don't wait. Unlock your language learning potential now. Listeners of this podcast can grab Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. That's unlimited access to 25 language courses for life. Visit Rosetta. rosettastone.com/RS10 to get started and claim your 50% off today. Go to rosettastone.com/RS10 and start learning today.
It's almost President's Day, and this year I've got a winning strategy for saving big. I'm skipping the phony sales and instead scoring everyday low prices on my favorite pieces from Bob's Discount Furniture. When I shop Bob's, I get more of what I love. More style, more storage, more comfort, more choices, even more years on that precious mattress warranty. All for a fraction of the cost of what you pay at other stores. So this President's Day weekend, stop in or shop online and see how much more you can save when you dare to compare at Bob's.
Why have I asked my electrician I found on Angie.com to bury my pet hamster? I was so moved by how carefully he buried my electrical wires, I knew I could trust him to bury my sweet nibbles after his untimely end.
This is very strange.
Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find pros for all your home projects at Angie.com.
Get sweet deals at True North convenience stores when you join True Rewards. Save a dollar when you buy any two king or standard size candy bars. Get more Kit Kat Crunch, Milky Way Caramel, and more peanut M&Ms. Choose any of your chocolate favorites when you grab two king or standard size candy bars and save $1. Become a True Rewards member today and save on so much more. Download from the Apple app or Google Play Store for more details. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Gone South has been a podcast about crime in the American South. But for our new season, we're widening the lens. Follow and listen to Gone South Season 5, available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.
You can move on to baseball season.
Right. Yes. When everybody's happy and everyone's going left, Sean goes right. That's one of his seven plays that he runs. I got plays I run too, so who am I to say anything? But, you know, he just, you know, everyone's happy. I'm going to say why you shouldn't be happy. Come on, fake Sean. You're happy? Let me explain why. I'll be happy when you're unhappy. Like, get ready for it. He's going to be rooting for Canada against the USA. That's another move in his playbook. I'm telling you right now, the only way he doesn't is because Sullivan's the coach of USA. But just don't tell me that I didn't warn you. So don't click on that video. Actually, you should click on that video. As you click on my videos, because I'm a view magnet and a clicks machine. Or is it a view machine and a click machine? What am I? I forgot.
But I'm a clicks machine, yes, and a views magnet.
That's Tommy, right, the trendsetter.
That's right.
888-808.
Tommy, really? The lover boy.
Oh, yeah. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. We'll take one more call. We'll break and we'll kind of reset the show, get you to midnight here. Let's go to Jay in North Babylon. What's up, Jay?
Tommy, how are you? First time, long time.
Appreciate you. Thanks.
So I'm a wrestling guy, to preface. You know, I watch WWE, AEW, Ring of Honor, TNA, MLW.
Love
religiously.
It.
I go to House of Glory in Queens.
Beautiful.
So my question.
Awesome.
Yeah, my
Shout
question
out.
Is yep. My question is WWE or AEW right now and why?
Right now, you're saying?
Yes, right now.
Okay. I am biased when I answer this. I'm just going to throw that out there because I love competition in wrestling. I thought the greatest period of my life was, of course, during the Monday Night Wars. And I would argue the greatest televised wrestling TV show was Nitro, WCW Nitro, from when Scott Hall showed up. You people know who I am, but you don't know why I'm here. So starting then, which was like, what, May of 96, going all the way till probably around mid-98, so those 2 years. That style is always, I'm always going to favor the AEW style. I'm obviously grew up on WWE. I love WWE. I just lean more towards WWE because I love the, towards AEW because I love the competition. And that style of wrestling just lends itself more to my taste. Huge ECW guy, huge, I loved even like TNA. Back in the you know, kind of the six-sided ring days. Nitro, always will love WWE. But I'm just, but right now I think WWE is, obviously business-wise, ridiculous. Creatively, not as good as they were a couple years ago. And people will argue the same thing for AEW. And I understand the criticisms, I get it. But I would lean AEW in that. But I'm kind of biased when it comes to that. Because I want both companies and everybody to be healthy. Like you talked about all this wrestling. Like I don't want a monopoly. Like what I want that for. It's not good for really any kind of business. So hopefully I did a good job of answering your question there. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. It's Ask Tommy Anything. We'll obviously reset the show here, go over some of the major topics we've talked about. We'll sort of piece in some of your calls here. I don't want anybody left hanging because I know everybody's got questions for me. It's After Hours, Loogie in the Late Night here on The Fan. 888-808-1019. About 14 minutes left to go. EJ Stewart comes your way at midnight. Did anybody see the dog that ran out during the Olympics today? Named Nazgul, which of course are characters in Lord of the Rings. Nazgul are ring wraiths. You know, at all times they feel the presence of the ring. Yeah, I mean, this is like Rosenberg's a Super Bowl. You know, he's
a dog.
He's of no help to me on a daily basis, not only as a friend, but as a producer. And the one time there's a major dog story going on in the Olympics, he is nowhere to be found.
Rosie!
And you know what? As a producer, your job never stops. The show never stops. It's 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
Dog!
So even though he's off canoodling with his girlfriend, he should have seen that story, texted it to me, and said, Tommy, here's a dog story. I know you love Lord of the Rings. This would be a good, fun, like 3 or 4 minutes out of a break. Did
Paul
he do that?
Rosenberg, the legend.
Yeah, no, you're not. You're not the legend or the glue because I didn't hear from you. And I had to find
Genius,
out.
Genius, Paul Rosenberg. Sure,
doing my own research. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. It is Ask Tommy Anything. We've been doing it, you know, mixing it in and out over here the last, you know, hour or so. This person, sort of sports related, he gives me a couple options. You get to be married to Sydney Sweeney, but with no fame.
Hmm.
Because she keeps you on the low. All right. The Knicks win a championship this year and next year, or the Giants win the Super Bowl this year. You could only choose one. Man. Look, I've already gotten two out of the Giants. I would like to get more, but I've gotten two. I'm going to take them out of it. Knicks back-to-back. Knicks back-to-back. Knicks back-to-back over married to Sydney on the down low. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. Speaking of, we do have, is this Goog? Is this his fellow's name? On Long Island, he wants a relationship advice. You've called the love doctor. Positive, Tommy. What do you need? What do you got going on?
How's it going, Tom?
Well, that I can't tell you. But but definitely shout out to all of us, for sure. You could knock him off there. Look, that's up to you to figure that out. I can't tell you those type of things. Tommy, the hopeless romantic. You have to figure that out yourself. Now, I wonder if that was someone else I went to high school with. Because, Chris, I did. And I wonder if this fella is as well. I knew by the name that probably wasn't who it was. But, yes, you got to answer your question, which we couldn't air on the radio. Maybe we could have. I don't know. But I chose to get rid of it.
What's wrong with you people?
That's for you to figure out. Not easy to find, but it is findable. Let's go to Peter in Bound Brook. What's up, Peter?
What's up, Tommy?
Hey, what's up?
I got a question, and if you'll allow me, I want to give a hot take as my answer.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. In your opinion, who is the greatest wrestling heel of all time? Personally, I think, and maybe not the greatest, but somebody that needs to be in the conversation, is The Miz.
I love your thought process here. To answer your question, it's Vince.
Okay. That's up there for me, too. Definitely in my top three.
My
sure.
current favorite heel is MJF, you know, a fellow Long Islander, a fellow generational talent. The Miz. I actually met The Miz. Or Mike, in college, because when he first started in WWE, he was still touring college campuses because he was doing the real world. So I ran into him at the bar. Great dude. I can't say enough. And I've heard that about him through the years. Just an awesome guy. I could speak for it having met him. Super, super cool dude. I think he has been one of the most consistent workers they've had as far as, you know, he never gets hurt. He always gets a reaction. He wrestles smart, and I think he knows his limitations, but he gets the most out of what he has, and he's probably gotten more out of that than any other wrestler, and he's had just an unreal run in WWE. And like I said, a good person. So, and a big sports fan, I think.
100%. Yep. And I think when you think of the white strap Intercontinental Championship,
love it.
That's what I think of.
Oh, my God. You know what, Peter? Couple things. Number one, yes. the greatest wrestling belts of all time. The white Intercontinental belt, phenomenal. The Eagle WWF championship belt, phenomenal. And the big gold belt WCW, incredible. Those are easily three of my favorite belts. And I like the AEW World Championship belt. Awesome. Very, very good. 888-808-1. I like a lot of them, but those are the first couple that came to my mind. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. Let's try to bang all these out. Eddie in Rockland. What's up, Eddie?
Loogie, what's happening,
hey,
man?
What's up?
I like Seinfeld, but Odd Couple's better. You ever watch The Odd Couple?
Here and there. It's a little before my time. No excuse, but I haven't seen it.
You know, he was a New York sports writer.
Yeah.
He had three episodes with Howard Cosell where he was in the booth doing Monday Night Football. They were on Password Plus. They were on Let's Make a Deal.
Sure.
All shows that were on
popular back then. Absolutely.
Popular. You know, they had the Rosie Greer on there.
Yeah, I got you, Eddie. We only got a few more minutes. What's the pizza question that you had?
Oh, when you're going for the slice, right? Mm-hmm. Sicilian.
Yeah.
Quarter, middle, or mid-center?
Great question. Brilliant. Your best work ever, Eddie. Corner. Corner all day, every day. Sicilian slice, corner. Will go out of my way. You're talking about grabbing one. When I go to a pizzeria, I ask for the corner slice. Don't be giving me the middle. I want that corner Sicilian slice. No doubt about it. Let's go to Vinny in Marlboro. What's up, Vinny?
Tommy, what's going on? You're the best, man. You keep me laughing all night long.
Thank you, man.
I had a secrets story. I heard you talking earlier about it. Great place. As I'm sure you know, a lot of bachelorette parties.
Oh yeah, right? Big hub for
so
that.
I'm down
birthdays,
there.
The whole night.
Mm-hmm. I'm 50 years old, so this is a long time ago. But I'm down there with some friends, drag racing in Delaware.
Okay.
We get done drag racing. We take the conversion van that we tow the trailer with, and it's also a camper. So we drive that over to Secrets. Party all night, bachelorette parties, having a great time.
Yep.
So you know how at 2 o'clock when the place closes, everybody pours out at the same time and they walk down that long driveway to get to their car.
Sure do. They have that little food spot right there on the road that people grab food.
Yep. So because we got the big truck, we parked way up at front. So we get out quick and we're driving down the long road. So we're passing all the bachelorette parties that left the place.
Yep.
We're all yelling, hooting it up, right? This one party of like six girls are like, hey, they get on the camper with us and they start extending their bachelorette party in the camper with us. They're dancing on us. They all got skirts on with the thongs going.
Yeah, I gotcha.
Unbelievable. Yep. I'm taking pictures of everything. We're going crazy. They leave.
Yeah.
They give us the six thong salute. I take a picture of it. The next day I go develop the camera. I bought a camera without a flash. None of the pictures came out.
Oh, but you know what, Vinny? The picture in your mind doesn't need a flash. And there are just certain images that just last forever.
A nice round ass.
Beautiful. Oh, what? And the girls with the, they'll be like, boat hair, don't care. Let's get naughty. N-A-U-T-I-E. Or no E-I, just there. I probably should have ended it with the funny joke that I had there. I flew too close to the sun on wings of pastrami.
Tommy!
You don't always need a camera. Sometimes the image in your mind is better than what it would have been on the camera the next day. But I'm sure it was amazing. Secrets, tremendous spot. My thanks to Connor. My thanks to everybody that listened. My thanks to everybody that called. EJ Stewart comes your way next. I'm headed to L.A. Hopefully, no snow, no rain, no wind, and I will be back with you Monday at 7 p.m. Off to Beverly Hills.
Sports Radio 101.